AM 700 KBYR, Anchorage. It's time for Conversations Unlimited with your host, Dave Stroh.
Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce to you my co-host for this next hour, Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic. He believes that the body has a tremendous power to heal itself and that it just needs no interference for better health. He joins us now from our studios here at 9th and Gamble. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning,
Dave. You look like you've been kissed by the sun.
Got a little killer at the Scottsdale Waste Management.
Oh, I envy you. And I don't envy a lot of people.
Well, nothing to envy, just a little sun.
Well, while you were down watching golf, I was reading. There is a new book out called Neuroimmunity, written by researcher Michael Schwartz. The findings in this book, Doc, illuminate the brain's connection to the immune system and how it might help us address disease, injury, and the effects of aging. This morning, I wanted to get your thoughts on the new science that proposes to keep our brains healthy and possibly young.
The new science.
Do you believe there to be some kind of relationship as a chiropractor between the brain and the immune system?
Well, we're going to talk about brain and immune system. So when we talk about brain, immune system, we talk about nervous system. When you say new science, I think hogwash. I think it's not new science. When D.D. Palmer was sitting at a table, and this is where chiropractic came from.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting at a table. And he's like, one dude's sick. He's sitting there at a lunch table with a bunch of people, and not everybody gets sick. Why is that? What's going on with the nervous system? What's going on with the immune system that can allow one person to resist disease and the other people get sick or whatever else? Oh, someone got me sick. No one got you sick. You got sick because you had a lower resistance, and the opportunistic organisms came in and took over. We are basically 128 years later, based on that science that is now new. So we see all these people that come up with new science. Oh, there's a brain resistance. There's a brain immune system. That's what it was kind of founded on. And when we hear these things, we think, oh, now they're going to listen to a guy because Mike Schwartz has got an MD probably behind his name. Is he an MD? I know Mike Schwartz, real estate. He used to do a show on KBYR.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those guys come up with a new science. We think, oh, there's got to be a brain and immune system balance. Well, there is, and it's all controlled by the nervous system. The nervous system is the supreme system. So when we say life needs no help, just no interference, it's because when there's interference to the nervous system, other systems fail, like the immune system, and we have to have a properly working nervous system so that immune system can function properly. So, yes, I not only believe that, that's what I believe our progression has been found on. It was never about pain. It was never about sciatica. It was about the function of the nervous system. So, yes, the supreme system being the nervous system, there's definitely a connection between the immune system and that, yeah.
So when we talk about a connection between the brain and the immune system, do we have to include the nervous system?
Well, that's yes, because the brain spinal cord is the nervous system. The central nervous system is that brain and spinal cord. And people, nervous system, what's the nervous system? Well, it's the brain and spinal cord, right? And then we have our central nervous system, and we have our peripheral nervous system, which is all the nerves that come out past the spine, out to the periphery of the body, every other cell of the body, supplied by that nervous system from the brain and the spinal cord. So when this guy's saying brain immune system, he has to say nervous system, immune system, which we know, but they're going to turn it around, put it in, and repackage it, and say, oh, new book. All right, great. Well, look at Tony Robbins, right? What's his book?
Life Force. Yeah.
We've been talking about releasing the life force for 128 years.
Yes.
So all this new science is coming up. We have to go back to just the basics and say, what is it all about? It's about proper functioning. And we know that when we have a properly functioning nervous system, there's nothing better than a properly functioning nervous system.
Do you think that the immune system can influence the brain?
Yeah, I think it has to, right? Because it has to be a two-way street. If there's a problem, if you put toxins in your stomach, and then it goes back, and all of a sudden you have mid-back pain. I got this pain between it, and I got stomach problems. It's a two-way street. So if your immune system is functioning harder, and you got your interleukins and all your lymphocytes and all your things fighting, there's a nervous system balance there. So it's always a back and forth, and your body's always trying to coordinate all those systems, adapting it to its environment. So, yeah, if the environment is wreaking havoc on the the systems, and the immune system was fighting. Well, the nervous system is doing the same thing. So it's coordinated. Yeah.
I just want to let you know that the questions that I've generated for you this morning are not coming from this book. These are coming from my research. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Not even near the book.
All right. Well, yeah, Mikey there, he did a good job, you know, throwing out the subject then.
Yeah. How would the immune system protect the brain?
Oh, how would the immune system protect the brain? I have no idea how the immune system would protect the brain.
I just wanted to get you to think.
Yeah, just let me think about that for a second. Well, the immune system protecting the brain. Well, I guess because there are those organisms that are going to try to reach the brain, right? So we have to fight those. Is it going to go across the blood-brain barrier? Are the toxins going to be that bad or not? So I guess the immune system is going to protect us and the entire nervous system from getting diseases in the cord and brain.
Dr. Kersey, why is the brain often viewed as somewhat divorced from the rest of the body?
It's weird, right?
Yeah, because people are just not making that brain-body connection.
Oh, it's the brain-body connection. It's weird because, you know, we think about the brain and we think, well, without the brain, would we function? No, because all function comes from the brain, the spinal cord, the central nervous system. And it's just a different word. We don't, we all use 10% of our brain. Well, we know that is, again, not true. We use maybe parts of the brain at different times, but we're finding more and more we don't just use 10% of the brain. And the brain is a complex structure. So when we look at it, we think of this convoluted mass of tissue. We think, oh, that's interesting. Got to protect that. Don't want to have a concussion. And concussions we see time and time again and time and time again, and we still don't. There's still so much work being done on concussion. It's incredible, and we have to protect that brain. That's why they gave us a skull. That's why the big guy gave us a skull to protect us.
When did chiropractic start to realize and then speak up about the brain and the body being more connected than it was thought to be?
I think they started day one, and when for many years at Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa,
heard of us?
You couldn't adjust below C2. You had to adjust C1, C2. Because it was all that foramen magnum, where that atlas is, the top bone in your spine, where that occludes the foramen, that brain stem coming down from the brain. We have the brain stem, the medulla oblongata.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that, and when we occlude that foramen magnum due to a subluxation of the atlas, well, then that's all you need to fix is that, and everything else should be well. So it was day one with chiropractic and brain nervous system function of the entire body, and that's what we're based on.
Would it be possible that the immune system could contribute to neurological and psychiatric diseases like MS, autism, and Alzheimer's if it was dysfunctional?
Yeah, I think absolutely 100%. And we see a lot of these disorders, and we have a friend in Arizona who had a stroke, and I said, let me think about that. And so she's young, and she's got facial paralysis, just tingling, numbness, a little paresthesia, and they said she had a stroke, and then an MRI, and now she's, you know, now you want to get sick after that, because your body, you know, with the resistance down, and then the higher stress, did I have a stroke? And then you're not feeling so good. It just always works like that.
I was wondering what that cycle was.
It always works like that. You know, even car accidents. You get into a car accident, and all of a sudden you're in pain, you're not functioning right. We see a lot of sickness coming right after the car accident because everything's working for the benefit of that damaged tissue now. So now we're getting our resistance down. Now we get sick. So she had that, and she's explaining to me the way they did the MRI. And, you had a stroke. I said, that doesn't sound right. So then now it's been a couple weeks later. They're saying, well, maybe you didn't have a stroke. Maybe that was there. Maybe that's just a moment in time in the brain function. So it's interesting to see how they go about determining things and what's happening with the entire system. But it's an interesting conversation because we can go back through all the pandemic and everything else, and we talk about the immune system and function. But who's talking about better functioning of the body and making sure your resistance is up so we don't get sick? But we want to talk about drugs. We want to talk about outside influence. We want to talk about, you know, the fear and everything. Well, and the fear decreases our resistance and the overall stresses. So brain-body connection, been there since day one with chiropractic.
If there is a tumor, if there is an injury, an infection anywhere in the body, do you think that the immune system has to know about it?
It will know about it. Innate intelligence lets us know about it.
It ain't getting by me.
Because your body knows what's going on. It's fighting. It's giving you signs, symptoms, and it's doing its job on a daily basis. It's always on guard, and it's doing everything it can. And that's where we think, We have this, you know, we have so many outside influences that your body can only take so much. Your body was doing everything to adapt, and all of a sudden it took too much, too many bad things versus the good things, and then you got a little sick, then you got a little tumor, and then you got this. Well, a little tumor. I don't even want a little tumor. So, but your body did everything it could, and maybe it had interference to that area and wasn't able to get rid of it like it should have. But and we're not going to sit there and go, well, chiropractor cures cancer. No, we're not saying that. We don't treat, cure anything. We just make sure we remove the cause of the problem so your body has the ability to heal and resist.
How do you think that the human brain and the human immune system talk to each other?
Oh, well, I think it does that through that innate intelligence, and we say it's over the nervous system because, you know, we don't really understand, you know, does it go through the nerve or is it over the nervous
system? I don't know.
How does it function? There's some kind of life force. Let's get Tony on the line. Tony Robbins, Colin. Let's get him on. Because that life force. Did you read the whole book?
Which one?
Life Force?
No, not yet.
Yeah, me neither. I have two.
I looked
copies.
At the cover.
I have two copies. I'm waiting to read it. It's a big book.
Give me one.
I will give you one.
I'll give it back to you.
Dave likes to give me books. And we share books. It's great. But it's neat because there's that life force. Well, what is that life force? Where is it? Where does it exist? Is it the heart? Oh, it's the heart. It's Valentine's Day. Oh, my goodness. Happy Valentine's Day,
everyone. Thank
you. Thank you. Maybe it's thought to be the heart. Well, maybe it's in the brain. Maybe it's in the nervous system. Maybe it's in the big toe. Maybe it's everywhere. Did you ever hear that thing called the soul?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
Had one.
What is that? What is the soul? Oh, right to my soul, right? Well, what is that? Everybody talks about that, but they don't really think about that. Well, that is the life force, but it's true, right?
Right.
They don't, you know, when people talk about the soul, and everybody's okay talking about it, but what is it? And the subconscious. Well, maybe it's a superconscious. Maybe it's above that. Maybe it's above your conscious. Maybe it's that life force flowing through there. So when we think about brain and immune system and all these other functions, we have to think that there is something else in there. There's some other energy. That's a good talk. Energy. Everything's energy, right? They say that, right?
Yes.
Quantum physics. Everything's energy. Energy, energy, energy. It comes from energy. It is. And where does that energy exist? Is it just in the brain? Just in the spinal cord? Just is it in the bones? It's everywhere. I think that'll be it. That's a great conversation.
And since we're talking about energy, well, at least you are.
I am.
What regulates immune power?
The nervous system.
Okay.
I think, there's so many organs of the immune system and all the cells of the immune system, but it is the first resistance. I think the first major player in that game is the nervous system.
The brain has been called the body's command center, but the immune system, unlike our organs, which are in one place, is where... Doing what?
Yeah, everywhere, right? In the lymph nodes and in the spleen and the liver. It's everywhere. It's the body's always fighting. It's always adapting. And I think that's the job of innate intelligence to coordinate, that life force to coordinate above, down, inside, out. And that's the way the body functions, from brain, spinal cord, out to the periphery, and then there you go.
Do you think that the brain is necessary for immune response?
Oh, yeah. I think that without the nervous system telling you what to do, it won't do it. Just like muscles. People will say, oh, I pulled a muscle, or oh, it's just muscle. It's not. The nervous system is telling the muscles what to do. It does its job by protecting and moving, and that's the job of the muscle.
It's often more complex than just,
yeah.
I pulled a muscle.
Yeah, I pulled a muscle. Yeah.
How does chiropractic impact immune response?
Oh, that's a great question, and that is a wonderful question. And I always say, I always refer to the immune response of the adjustment creating the primary when we adjust, we make there's a primary muscle spindle fiber reaction which increases the interleukins, which does this immune function, and it's an incredible process. I'd love to understand it more because it's so complex of what the actual adjustment does. And we think that, oh, well, they just moved a bone and the first adjustment was restored hearing and the second was from a heart patient. And we think about that, but we didn't know how complex it was. And then when they do the science and the research and see what the actual adjustment does, and all the research comes down to the adjustment. It doesn't come down to massage or therapy,
right,
or stretching. It comes down to that adjustment. And when we do our research, we find that there's so much impact upon the body. It's incredible, and that's why we have our continuing education. We're always learning, and we're always reading, and we're always trying to figure out what's it doing. And it all comes back to the beginning of why is one man sick and the other one not, and why is one man functioning this way and the other one not.
I think what's interesting is the question is, what's it doing upon the force,
yep,
the impact, And then from there, is it just a reaction throughout?
It's a reaction from that force that goes into the body.
Right.
We're not moving a boat. Well, we got to move it 3 centimeters to the left, and we got to bring it backwards this way. It's the force that's going into the body at the right time, at the right place
to
the vertebra, to the vertebral subluxation, the misalignment of the bone that we find through examination, history, x-ray, all those things. We go to the right spot at the right time and make that adjustment, and your body says, yep, that's what I needed, and then I'm going to respond.
Which results in something being unencumbered?
Yes, lack of interference. And then we create that flow channel. We create that life force to flow and react and adapt and do its job.
And what have you loosened up or unmisaligned upon the impact of an adjustment?
Well, we're trying to get the aberrant motion, the lack of proper motion out of the joints to allow the proper motion, because the motion of the spine itself is a resistance.
Okay.
That's something we try to establish, is the proper motion of the joints. When we do that, then we're getting somewhere.
What stops or impedes the brain from receiving vital messages?
Oh, I'd say a subluxation, because it is a to and from street. So it's a pathway that goes brain spinal cord out to the periphery and then periphery back. So if we're not getting that afferent information coming from the outside to the brain, it doesn't know what's going on. So it's like when you drug yourself, right? Oh, I'm gonna put some drugs in my system. And we're talking drugs, we're talking ibuprofen, Advil,
right.
I mean, we're gonna numb the pain, we're not gonna allow ourselves to feel that. Well, then your body doesn't know how to react to that. Just go about your day, and you can do your activities, but are you doing the body any good? Because it doesn't have the right information coming from the outside, because it's drugged, it's numbed down. We don't want to dumb the system down. We want to make sure it's aware. So people say, well, I take some Advil before I come in. Why?
What do you think happens to a brain that has lived chronically with subluxations and interference?
Lack of a better life, lack of living life, that dash between your years that we're supposed to live. I don't think it's done with as much gusto or abundance, and I think that we are it's like a dimmer switch. If your dimmer switch is down all the time, let's turn the lights on. Let's get that interference gone, and let's put that brain and spinal cord back on track and get that interference gone and light up your life.
Do you think we suffer from cognitive decline if we are not taking care of our spines?
That's my opinion.
Okay.
And I think everybody and people, we've got a lot of talk lately about the pharmaceutical industry. And somebody was in the medical industry, and they said lots of whatever disease going on, keeping us in business. I said, you love a sick patient. Well, we got to keep them sick. And I couldn't believe they said it. I couldn't believe they said it. And I said, see, the best thing about my profession is I can see them when they're well or when they're sick, because there's always a benefit to chiropractic care. There's always a benefit to being a little bit better than you were yesterday.
Yeah.
And if there's no interference, you're just living a better, healthier life. And I mean, we know that that's out there, and it's like, well, you know, and I read something today is that the drugs that are helping the patients with the virus are the same ones that are that caused it, and it goes back and forth. And do we want a healthier world? And it isn't about money and finances, not to me, but I would love to see everyone adjusted. I would love to see a happier, healthier place. I would love to see people less miserable, people in fog walking around, that we know we can remove that interference,
mm-hmm.
and just that fog would be lifted. Wow, what a better, healthier community.
And what's that sign that you have above your waiting room?
If everyone in this, if everyone in the community was adjusted with a healthier community or something like that, yeah.
Must the health of our spinal nerves be preserved to affect the survival of the immune system?
Yeah, I think if without proper nerve function, you're just not going to get the resistance that you need, and there's going to be some kind of, if there's some kind of interference to the nervous system, there's going to be some impact upon that immune system, and you're just not going to be able to fight off the things you're able to fight off. And number one thing is stress, and we say, what are the three stresses that cause subluxation?
Traumas, toxins, and thoughts.
Yeah.
Thoughts, traumas, and toxins.
Yeah, so if we have, and thoughts being number one, the stress, that decreases immune function, and we know that.
And it's interesting, because that was my next question. Why is it that when we are under stress, it can seriously affect the immune response?
It really does.
It does.
And it causes subluxation. It causes an interference to that nervous system. And when we see a stressed out individual, and we see it all the time. I mean, yesterday, my first patient, I said, uh-oh, what's wrong? Well, stressed out, I got this, I got to do that, I got to work more, and I said, Well, that's and I said, let's release some of that stress. Well, how do we relieve stress by an adjustment? We let that nervous system. And she walked out with a smile, which she didn't walk in with,
right.
Which makes me happy. Right? And then that now she's going to go on, and she's going to be happier during the day, and she's going to create more happiness with others because she doesn't have that same stress that she had. So that's what we're talking about with building a healthier community, because we don't have that interference, and we just sometimes just need to get reset. I got adjusted yesterday, and I...
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me. That's where my glow came from today, Dave, my tan glow. I just got adjusted, and now all of a sudden I'm tan.
When you see a patient who is under extreme stress, where do you think that stress goes as you, the chiropractor, siphons it off? Oh. Are you siphoning out of their immune system or their nervous system?
I'd say nervous system, and then whatever happens, if their immune system tends to work better after that, great. And if their digestive system works better after that, great. But the brain gut, all right? Well, that's a big one. I'm sure you'll come up with that soon.
That's coming up next.
That's gut health and nervous system. Well, what's that have to do with? That's the stress. Well, I have increased enzymes in this area because I have stress, and we don't think our cortisol levels are effective. What's that for? Stress. Well, how does that affect us? Well, how is your brain affecting the gut health? Well, that's interesting. Well, that means that there's a correspondence between the brain and the digestive system. Well, how about that? There's a brain-body connection. Brain, every organ connection. Brain, every cell connection. That nervous system is affecting every single cell in the body.
Get ready to talk about GERD in our next section.
Oh, geez.
When you are sick, is it your immune system that is telling your brain, hey, you better lie down and take it easy, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're sick, your body does tend to shut you down. Listen, Jimmy, lay down over here. I really do think that when we actually can rest, it would be great. Like last week, I was just running. I went down there for a week, and I just did a bunch of stuff, and I was running. I couldn't wait till Friday night. I'm like, I just need sleep.
Do you think it was your immune system trying to communicate to you to take it easy?
Yeah, you know, every system in my body was telling me, that's enough. That was a good week. You just relax.
Can the immune system be viewed as a sensory organ sending signals about pathogens? Then the brain responds and then produces hormones and neurochemicals that alter immune function?
I'd go with that.
Does that sound reasonable?
That's wherever you got that from. That's pretty darn good, because I would say that's exactly...
I didn't make it up.
You didn't make it up. But that's exactly what happens, and it is a response. So if that's the key responder, and then there's a reaction, right? For a reaction is equal and opposite reaction, so we have that immune response, and then the body reacts, and then the life force comes in and takes over.
Do you believe that the mind, our brain, can affect our health?
Yeah, well, that's the thoughts of traumas and toxins, and I think that we can make ourselves sick or we can make ourselves well. We have patients that don't want to get well, and they're there for a different. It's weird. It's weird, but they want to have something. That's, just don't let it have you. I always say, well, you may have this, but it doesn't have you.
You do have free coffee in the lobby.
I do have free coffee. It's Kalati.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of folks walk out with a coffee.
Yeah, Kalati Red Bull. Let me bring my canister in so I can fill up. Why we had a coffee? So Dr. Foley says, he goes, is this fresh coffee? I said, yeah, it's fresh this morning. He says, it's not as hot as it usually is. And it was like 5:30, and he's like, it's not hot. All right, bro. It's been 9 hours. But yeah, we usually have fresh coffee. Dr. Kalati.
Have you ever encountered skepticism about the ability of the brain to control immune function?
We have skeptics all day long in our office, as do people. I don't even want to be here. How's this going to affect me? But we do, and we know that. We're just going back to these viruses in the 1918 flu. Chiropractors did very well, and people were, if you were going to the chiropractor, you had a 1 in 2,500 chance of dying. If you were going to the medical doctor, it was 1 in 250. Why? Why is that? It's because of that immune system and the nervous system controlling it, and that's documented. That's not me coming up with a statistic. That's a real thing,
mm-hmm.
And that's when a lot of chiropractic states licensed chiropractors. Back then, there was not licensure in every state for chiropractic, and now everywhere, but global. But it was a big thing.
Dr. Kruger, can we associate chiropractic with brain health and optimum brain health?
I think we have to associate chiropractic with brain health, and if we don't, we're missing the boat. It's not just musculoskeletal, it is neuromusculoskeletal. So when I'm reading something that says chiropractic musculoskeletal complaint,
mm-hmm.
Nope, I don't. I completely disagree with it. If you don't throw neuro into neuromusculoskeletal, you're just missing the entire boat.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. We'll be right back with Dr. Kersey after these messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Did you know that acid reflux is one of the top health-related internet search queries and is a common condition amongst millions of Americans and even Alaskans? It is becoming more and more prevalent throughout the world, especially affecting the middle-aged to the elderly segment of the population. The heartburn of heartburn is the topic of our next conversation with you, Dr. Kersey. What is your definition of GERD?
GERD. It's like a bird, but it has a C in front of it, a G in front. GERD. Gastrointestinal reflux disorder. GERD. Dave, I'm going to say two words. Tex-Mex.
It's associated with Tex-Mex?
Yeah.
I have never heard that
yeah.
before.
Well, of course not. You know, I'm not talking to, look on my, when you walk in, when you walk into the office, remember I say that little, there's, that we had a, about 8 years ago, we bought this building downtown. And we put chalkboard paint up on the.
Yes, you did.
And I got these chalkboard markers, and they're supposed to erase, but they really didn't. And so I kind of wrote it funny. But I said, keep your head up. Tex-Mex. And then I said, increases TMJ disorder, increases GERD, increases heart problems, and increases my stress, and makes me mad, right? And it really does. Because when your head goes forward, that puts pressure on, people are like, oh, all my stress is up here on my shoulders, like, oh, my traps. That's where I hold all my stress. Every massage therapist will tell you that you have tight shoulders. All right. I'm not busting on the massage therapist, but that's where we find a lot of stress. Right?
Sure.
So where does that trapezius go? Starts at the back of your skull, goes down to your shoulders, and it comes back right between the shoulder blades, which is where the nerves go to the stomach. So we're seeing a lot more intestinal problems because you're head forward and putting a lot of pressure on that mid-thoracic area. Dave, this is a good one because my first patient in Alaska. Well, my first patient that I saw legally on the books, mm-hmm. Through the clinic I was working, was from Cold Bay, Alaska. And my second patient that was actually there, lived in town now, was from Sitka. And looked at his spine, checked out his system. He had mid-back pain. And then I asked him, as a young chiropractor, 25 years old, I said, do you have stomach problems? And he said, well, how do you not have stomach problems? I said, well, you have a T6 subluxation here. He said, what's a subluxation? I said, well, what do you mean, what's a subluxation? It's a misaligned bone, slim pressure on the nerve. This is what chiropractors do. When you're out of school, you have to tell everybody what you do.
Absolutely.
And then, and you know everything. And so, we talked about that. He said, well, I'm on a bland diet. And I think I told you this story before. I'm on a bland diet. Can't eat spicy foods. Heartburn my entire life. And I said, from what? He said, I don't know. So we came in for mid-back pain, and it was a T6 subluxation. We adjusted him. He came in the next day. He said, well, you were right. I said, what? He said, that mid-back thing worked. He said, I said, well, how's your stomach? He says, good. I had snapper soup last night, spicy snapper soup. Didn't have any problems. No heartburn. And then I saw him for, a period of time. Never had any more heartburn. So where is that associated with? That old nervous system.
Amazing.
That old nervous system going down to the digestive organs. So we see that a lot, but we are seeing what you're saying. My point being, Tex-Mex, I think, is causing a lot of intestinal problems because of the head forward posture, chin on chest, putting that stress between the shoulder blades, which is increasing our problems with the digestive process.
And are a lot of personnel like yourself agreeing with your assessment of how GERD is created?
I don't know. I never asked anybody. But
okay.
I mean, I don't. It would be a great research topic. It would be great something to do. I just know that that's what I see.
Absolutely.
I think this is the problem, and we've been shouting it from the rooftops. Well, like 13, 14, 15, 16 years. My boy's 16 because we did the radio show with KBYR. I guess like 17, 16, 15 years ago, we did it for a few years, and that's where we came up with, we were talking about Tex-Mex, everybody was Tex-Mex, and then some guy from Florida a few years ago said, I created the word Tex-Mex. Well, all right, whatever. We've been talking about it. But so who's talking about digestive problems and T6 due to Tex-Mex? I don't know if there is anybody, but I know that. I know that there's bra problems causing T8 degeneration in females, and somebody down the line just recently said that that's causing some problems. Oh good. Remember, somebody else is on board. It'll come out.
Sure.
There'll be something. Did you find anything with Tex-Mex?
Not yet, but I want to ask you this. Can GERD lead to more serious problems or symptoms within the body?
Well, yes. And I think, because if we talk about benefit of the whole, your body's always going to try to coordinate all systems for the benefit of the whole. So if we're working towards that digestive problem, now what else is it doing? Now what other organ is dysfunctioning because all the energy is going towards the GERD and the symptoms of there?
Yes.
And then we're going to run some tests. Then we're going to do an endoscopy. Then we're going to do a colonoscopy. Then we're going to do this. Then we're going to find out that. And then we're going to have some drugs. And we're going to take some Prilosec, which is going to decrease or cause other side effects. And then we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, all chasing the symptoms, but nobody got to the cause yet.
I want to dissect your very long answer at the very beginning. How would our spine have an effect on the development of acid reflux, of all things?
Improper nerve function to the digestive organs, wherever they are. So if it's T6 going to the stomach, T5 through 8, yeah, there's a plethora of nerves going down to there. But I think it's all due to improper nerve supply to the area of problem.
So what you're saying is that you can link nerves to the stomach and our esophageal system to heartburn.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the problem with people taking medications or going on a bland diet to eliminate their symptoms?
I said bland diet a little while ago.
Yes,
how about that? Look at that. So that is just dealing with the symptoms. That is interfering with the body's process. What does it do? Why are you taking this drug so you don't feel that thing? What are you suppressing? And we have to get to the cause. So if the cause is mid-thoracic subluxation, well, don't we want to just remove the problem instead of that? And we've had a lot of people go off their medications for heartburn time and time again.
Does it take long once somebody goes off their medication to see the effects of chiropractic on their acid reflux?
Sometimes. It takes a while. And we have people that will not go off of their medication
right. Because
they're scared.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's prescribed. I mean, we're talking over-the-counter stuff. They're like, why don't we take that in case I get it? Well, don't you want to see? Don't you want to see how the chiropractic, you know, the adjustments are working towards that? Well, what comes back? I'm like, well, then we'll know. But if it doesn't, then we're good. So, and sometimes it takes a little long. It all depends upon how much momentum you have. If you've had heartburn for 40 years,
yes. It's
going to take a little bit of time. If you had it for a week, maybe not.
What is your knowledge of the chronic use of heartburn medication?
I just know it has side effects, and I don't know too much about the actual science behind the heartburn medication and what it's really affecting. But I know that it is a drug and it does have a side effect. If it didn't have a side effect, it wouldn't be a drug, because all drugs have a side effect. Period. That's just what they do. There is. You watch TV. You because you're on it. You're on TV, so I know you watch it.
I do.
And the commercials. All right, what's longer, the commercial or the side effect? Right?
Yeah.
At the end, right? So what are the long-term effects of digestive medication? Who knows? And who knows what they're doing? And but that's I don't need to know that, because I don't care about that. It's okay, you're on that. What other problems can we have? I don't know. I just know that we don't want to do that. We want to get to the cause of the problem. And I'm a cause guy, and I don't even want to know, because it may be, I'd be more mad.
When somebody with 40 years of heartburn is sitting in front of you as a new patient, how do you approach them in telling them you're going to return their body back to wellness without the threat of GERD?
Well, there are those people that say, that's crap. There's no way. And there's no way you can do that. And then there's some that say, really, that'd be great. And then after 40 years, we have, and this has happened, we have a patient who has heartburn for 40 years. We get adjusted. Hey, how's your heartburn? Yeah, no more. Well, aren't you a little excited? What do you mean? Well, you had heartburn for 40 years, and now you don't have heartburn anymore. Aren't you a little excited about that? Yeah, I never really thought about it. Well, all right, because we don't. We don't go back into our mind and say, oh, yeah, I remember when I used to have that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to put ourselves through that. And, you know, it's still funny how I'm thinking of all these people that, you know, we have to live in the present. We have to live in the present. And then all the counselors and the systems and everything, well, let's go back through your past and relive some stuff. And they want to go to Costa Rica and do some stuff so you can bring up your past. Why do we want to do that? We don't want to live in the past, but yet we're going to bring it up. And so our body does that too. Why do we want to remember our GERD for 40 years?
Yeah.
We don't have it now, so let's move forward.
I'm just so glad you're over your bitterness.
Yeah.
How would you define your success rate in helping people to heal from the discomforts of GERD for nearly 30 years?
I'm going to say we probably have at least, and I'm talking, this is not like BS numbers, I'm thinking really at least 75%, if not more. And we really do have a high success rate of intestinal, because what we're doing is we're not just doing pain, right? We're not doing symptom care. We're actually removing causes of interference. And people say, you know, I did, like, patient yesterday, came in, low back pain, leg pain, all that kind of stuff that started. Oh, by the way, my hands aren't going to sleep at night anymore. Well, still a little bit on the right side, but not in the left anymore, or the opposite, or whatever it was. But, I mean, those side effects of chiropractic are cool. And those are the things that we see. Oh, by the way, I don't have heartburn anymore. Or, by the way, I don't have toe tingling anymore. I thought I had some kind of gout or something. I don't have that anymore. How about that? So we'll see things clear up as we go. Some things get worse. Some things get way worse. And they're like, oh, it's severe pain. I never had as much pain. Did you? Well, I used to. But now I have it again. Well, we gave you an adjustment. Your body's reacting. Now you have that pain again, and now it'll go away. But it's interesting, all the signs, symptoms people have, and some that they don't realize that were never there. You know, I used to have headaches for many, many years, but I don't have those anymore. And I came in for low back pain. My headaches are gone.
As you have said many times on this program, even this morning, you don't treat anything.
You don't
cure anything. But is it possible to eliminate GERD?
Yeah. I think it is.
Okay.
I think it is. And I love it because we know it is. We know it. I mean, unless you have a space-occupying lesion or some kind of disease process or some other thing going on in there, or what is the E. pylori, and I have this intestinal bacteria that's causing problems, or you have, what do they get out in the woods out here? They get that that one little bacteria that's no good. But there are things that can inhibit that we need to make sure we get rid of. So sometimes there's a place for the drugs like antibiotic that are Girardia. Girardia? What is that little?
Hey, I'm a disc jockey.
Yeah.
You're asking the wrong guy.
So there's some of that. But there are things that we need to do. There are reasons for our medical friends that help us out. But for the most part, do I think chiropractic can help with GERD? 100%.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Doc, if somebody is suffering from GERD right now or chronic heartburn, what's the number to Kersey Chiropractic?
907-569-9355.
Our next conversation with Dr. Kersey continues right after these commercial messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Sir. Dr. Kersey, when you picture the human immune system, how does your mind conjure it up?
It's like it's unreal. It's like this. It's one of those intangible items, and we can think about the organs, but I don't think like that. I think it's like an above thing. It's that life force we were talking about. I don't really think about the immune system. I think about all these little cells attacking, but
yes.
I mean, it's real, but my imagination of the immune system is probably different than most.
And how does chiropractic approach impacting what has been called an all-encompassing organ system that reaches from your head to your toes?
I think it's just from head to toe. So we say above, down, inside, out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the body functions. Brain, spinal cord, out to the periphery, and back the other direction as far as the efferent flow. So I think it is all-encompassing. And when we talk about the nervous system, it has to be all-encompassing. So when we think about that, I just think, well, if it wasn't for the brain and the spinal cord, and no other system would actually be working. So that's what my main focus is on, is just making sure that interference is gone from the nervous system.
You have been a chiropractor for nearly 30 years, right?
Yes.
Do you ever get frustrated or angry with your profession?
Yeah. People were talking yesterday. Somebody was talking yesterday. Well, I'm going to this massage clinic that has a chiropractor, and I said, now we've taken it to where massage was enhancing the chiropractic patient's experience through massage, which is great, but it's not chiropractic. But now we're going to a massage clinic and they happen to have a chiropractor in there. That's frustrating,
mm-hmm.
because now you're saying, and there's chiropractors in gyms. That's great. There's a little office, you know, you rent an office space in there, and there's a you know, you're at a gym and you're a chiropractor. And there was one in Iowa that was incredible. It was the best office I've ever seen. It was in a huge gym, but they also had a hair salon in there and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. And I think with the chiropractic profession, when we're looking at things in general, we need to know that the main focus should be on the nervous system and removing subluxation. And everything else can still be in chiropractic, but let's focus our efforts on letting people understand that what we really do is remove nerve interference so the body can function at a higher level.
Is it possible for you as a chiropractor to express yourself creatively?
Is it hard for me to do that?
Is it possible?
Is it possible? I think I can express myself creatively, and we can come up with different ways to express how the profession is. I'm a little goofy, so it's. I think a creative expression is part of it.
I'm going to give you a break. I've worked you over pretty hard this morning.
You're sweating over here.
Yeah, we've talked about immune systems. We've talked about nervous systems. We've talked about GERD. What's your story? What is Todd Kersey's story?
My story. What am I doing here, Dave? What is you're talking about chiropractic? My story, I grew up in New Jersey, and my grandmother asked me to be a chiropractor, and I said yes, and I don't know how I got up here. It's just 28 years later, here I am, 28 years this month, in 3 days. Yeah, 3 days. I will have been a graduate of Palmer College for 28 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And it is, Alaska has given me so much opportunity to serve so many people. It's been great. And we have a wonderful team going over here in downtown Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
We're fortunate enough to serve some people in Arizona every other week. And it's just, I'm trying to figure out my story. But, apparently we write our own stories every day, and it's just a new chapter, and we can write different stories.
What would you say has been a defining moment in your 53 years of life?
Oh, a defining moment? My kids, I think, would be my number one defining moment. And I don't know. There's been so many little defining moments lately that I just don't want to define them.
Sure.
What's your defining moment up here, Mr. Hall of
Fame? Oh, I'm not paid to
ask.
I'm not paid to ask the question.
That had to be big, though, being a Hall of Famer.
Oh, absolutely. 40 years of hard work.
Yeah.
I never thought about
it. You're great at it.
I'm very appreciative.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you dream about when you were growing up?
New
Jersey.
I wanted to paint the lines on the street.
Well, there you go.
I don't want to paint the lines on the street.
Somebody has to do it.
When I was a little kid, what do you want to do? I want to be the guy that paints the lines on the street because I thought that was pretty cool. How did I get those lines on there?
I'm going to throw you a curveball. If you could know the absolute truth about something, be it an event, a person, etc., what would that be?
Joe wrote, and this is not my only one, but Joe Rogan. The other guy that
was trying to
say that his father was, BJ killed his father with a car. And that event where he was hit by a car on a parade, all that stuff, that would be neat to actually know the truth about really what happened that day because BJ didn't run over his father.
You're talking about BJ Palmer and Dee Dee Palmer, right?
Yeah, the founder of chiropractic and the developer of chiropractic, his son. And there was some kind of stuff going on there with how he got hit. But he didn't get run over and killed by BJ. And that's where the anti-chiropractic Joe was saying, and chiropractic was founded on something else. And so he was wrong.
Did DD die from his injury?
No,
okay.
Not at all. But they made it. He made it about that. So I'd like to know the truth so I can, because I'd like to choke a few people out, like with that, like Joe would like saying anti-chiropractic stuff. I honor my profession. I will.
Yes, you do.
It. Yeah.
What have you changed your mind about lately?
Ooh. Perspective. How I changed my mind. I really did. I changed my mind. I changed my my mind about financial things.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get really like, but I don't really care anymore. I just it'll all work.
Hey, if this were your last day on earth, are you satisfied with how you spent your time in the last 54 years?
Yeah, I can go to sleep and be all right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Would you rather have the ability to look into your future or to change your past?
I would change some. I wouldn't change a lot of things in my past, but I would do some things differently. I would do some things better. But I wouldn't change. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to the future. I don't know what it's going to hold, but I'm looking forward to it now.
You know, it's been recently said that you are the average of the five nervous systems you spend the most time with.
Not the people.
Given the state of this world, what do you think that is? Nervous system-wise, what is the state of our collective nervous system?
I think that we've all decreased our nervous function over the last several years, and I think that with chiropractic we'll get there. But it's true, and it showed that it's not only the five; it's the five that the five hang out with. It goes beyond that. So it's like once removed, like because you're hanging out with those five nervous systems, the other person that's hanging out with somebody else, that's influencing you, and it has to do with diet and exercise and everything else. So it is. True. So we all need to be thinking the same. We all need to get on the same boat. And there's more exercise. There's better eating. There's all these things going on that we can all be a part of. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to hang out with those five nervous systems.
Dr. Kersey, I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us and going through the grilling you just went through. If you would like to live a life of better health, you can call Dr. Kersey at Kersey Chiropractic. And what number?
907-569-WELL. 907-569-9355.
Dr. Kersey will join us again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another Conversations Unlimited. I'm Dave Stroh. Have a good week.
You too, Dave.